behind them. Horty was weeping buckets as he peeled and chopped the pungent wild onions. He went at it with vim and vigour, though scowling and muttering about the injustices of life aboard a logboat.
Beat flipping thick, this lot, what? A few measly words to old Brigalog, and he treats a chap like a blooming vermin marauder. I mean, what did I say? The bearded old buffer should count himself jolly well lucky, what? Oh, yes, indeed, when Horsewhip Braybuck Esquire starts really chucking insults, he could roast the flaming ears off a milky whiskered shrew. I could have called the chap a lot worse. Twiggle-jawed trout, giddy-nosed toad, pickled old pollywog, witless water beetle, puddled poor duck's bottom, or even skinny four-linky wobble chops. I think I let him off lightly, really. Good job one can hold one's temper. What?
Logalog Briggy came striding down between the polars.
Ahoy there, mate. Is that mutineer behaving itself? I might let him get a bite of supper tonight, if and I hears an apology.
Bragoon nudged Horsey.
Did you hear that, matey?
The young hare turned a face, still running onion tears, to the good aft chieftain, and declared dramatically,
"You mean you'd restore my scoffing privileges, sir? Merciful logger, what's your name? I'll peel every last one of these foul fruits. I swear I will. Good captain, I'll be the saltiest young river beast you ever clapped eyes on. Listen to this. Shiver me sails and rot me timbers, fry me barnacles, scrape me keel, and all that nautical jim-jam. You, matey, sir, are looking at a completely reformed beast."
Briggy glanced at Sarrow.
"What do you think, ma'am? Is that a rogue worth feeding?"
The aging squiddle saw the haunted look in Horty's eyes and took pity.
"Aye, captain. Only a moment ago, Horty was saying what a good old logalog you are. Ain't that right, Bragg?"
With difficulty, the otter kept a straight face.
"Right enough. I'd give him another chance if it was up to me."
Briggy stroked his beard a moment before answering.
"Aye, so be it then. Leave those onions now, young'un. Go amidship and lend the kookapoor in the galley."
Horty galloped off, overjoyed at the prospect of waking amid food.
"Help the cook, I say, what a smithing job. 1,000 thanks to you, Captain Brigaboat. And you, my two chums, you have a handsome young hare's undying thanks."
Bragoon chuckled.
"Same modest Horty, eh?"
Aboard Jigger's logboats, Fenner and Springald were being treated like royalty. Fenner had also gained an admirer, a stout young shrew named Woodle. Both he and Jigger could not do enough for the pretty red wall maids. The shrews brought extra cushions, erected an awning to shade them from the sun, and served more delicious snacks than both of them could possibly eat. Then the two creatures vanished momentarily, to reappear grinning awkwardly, carrying with them two accordion-like instruments, which they said were called shrewlodians. Jigger and Woodle twiddled a few keys, then launched into a song. Springald and Fenner were convulsed with laughter at the faces that both shrews pulled while singing. On verses they would be scowling savagely, whilst on the choruses they adopted expressions of peaceful concern. Both had wonderful bass voices and sang in harmony.
"When I meets a beast what ain't polite to ladies, I grabs him round the throat till he turns blue. I holds him tight in check as I squeezes on his neck, then I boots his tail three times around the deck. 'Cause be they sisters, mothers, aunts or daughters, all ladies must be treated tenderly. They're dainty and they're neat, and they don't have much to eat, and they rouses gentle feelings within me. When I'm around and you insults a lady, I'll jump on your stomach very forcibly. Then I'll punch you in the snout, and I'll probably knock you out, and black both of your eyes so you can't see. 'Cause be they sisters, mothers, aunts or daughters, all ladies must be treated tenderly. They're dainty and they're neat, and they don't have much to eat, and they rouses gentle feelings within me. So mind your manners and be very careful when in the company of ladies sweet. Well, I'll shove you in a sack after fracturing your back, and I'll stamp upon your paws if you get free.